朋友们、兄弟姐妹们好。
Friends and brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们今天我们先来一起看一段圣经，是在以弗所书。
Let's turn to the Bible, turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们读的会比较长，我想我们、还是要花时间读一下。我们先用中文来念一遍，然后我们英文也再来念一遍。
We will read a long passage, but we'll spend time first in Chinese and then English.
好，那么我们找到了中文，那我们就开始第四章，我们从第一节念起，一直念到十六节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 16.
好，我们中文请。我被主为求的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌。
From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by whatever joint supplies, according to the proper working each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
我们还有三节圣经要念，这三节我念中文 ，Grace 念英文就可以。
We will have three more passages. We'll just read from the pulpit.
第一个圣经一段是在路加福音第二章的四十节。
First is from Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第一章的八十节。
Luke 1:80.
那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
And the child continued to grow and to become strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until the day of his public appearance to Israel.
我们知道这里讲的是那个施洗约翰。
This is referring to John the Baptist.
那么我们再看一段是在路加福音第二章四十节。
And also Luke 2:40.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
这个是讲的主耶稣基督，他从小孩子的时候长起。
This is Christ Jesus when he was young.
我们再看同样一章第二章的五十二节。
Also chapter 2 verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.
我们再来看一下我们今天我选的题目哈。
The title, the topic today.
就是从刚才我们读过的以弗所书里面选出来的。
It's from Ephesians chapter 4.
叫长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It's to be a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们那个保罗，他在这里，他这封书信以弗所书，他是给谁写的？如果我们看看第一章的话。
If we turn to chapter 1, we'll find out whom was Paul writing this Ephesians to.
他在第一节里面是这样说，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
From chapter 1 verse 1 Paul said, Paul an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
所以你看看保罗是写给这些圣徒的，在这里却谈到要长大成人。
Paul was writing to the saints in Ephesus, and he's talking about become mature.
而且是要有满有基督长成的身量。
To become the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
我也知道这个题目的话，实际上我是真是不配讲这个题目。
I don't consider myself worthy to talk about these topics.
因为你看看那个，你们如果读约翰或者彼得书里面，他常常会用他的口气就说：“小子们呐。”
If you read a book from John, sometimes he would say, "Children."
对，我就是像他所讲的那样，小子们里的一个。
I am one of the children.
就从我们教会里面来讲，也知道许多在我们前面的长辈。
Among our church, and there are many more mature than me.
而且有许多他们都可以说，就像保罗他像彼得说，小子们啊，他以他们的口气向我们说话的人。
Many of them can speak to us, calling us children.
他们是有这个资格来讲这个题目哈。
They are qualified to share about this.
我呢只想从另外一方面，从我们这个小子们的方面来一起来分享一下主的话语在我们身上的鼓励。
But I would just like to share with you as one of the children to encourage you.
那我们刚才谈到那个要长大成人。
When we talk about become mature.
那什么叫做长大成人，或者说什么叫大人
？What is an adult?
那么我们来先看看哈，我们如果从我们在就在我们地上的生活的时候，我们来看什么叫大人，怎么定义叫大人
？Think about our daily life. Whom do we consider an adult?
那么，比如说哈，我也是最近经历过，是不是孩子到了十六岁可以开车了，这个可不可以称为已经是大人
？When a kid is 16 and he can drive, does he consider an adult?
或者说十八岁，对吧？十八岁是可以投票了，对不对
？When he reaches 18, he can vote.
那是不是那个叫大人呢
？Is he an adult？
或者说，二十一岁是可以喝酒了哈
？Or how about 21? You can start drinking legally.
那这个是不是叫做大人呢
？Does he mean he's an adult？
或者说，再进一步，他大学毕业了
？How about after he graduated from college？
或者说，他已经开始工作，他有挣钱可以养活自己了
？He's supporting himself with a job.
那这个是不是叫大人呢
？Is he an grown up now？
或者说他已经结婚
？Is somebody who's married？
因为他长大了，你足够，你可以结婚了，是不是也叫大人了呢
？If he's old enough to get married, is he grown up？
或者是已经为人父母了，这个是不是也叫大人了
？How about parents? Are all the parents considered grown-ups？
那么还有一个，我就引用一段那个，就中国的那个古语，就是说。嘴上没毛，办事不牢，是不是一定要嘴上有了毛才叫大人？
Consider an old Chinese saying that if you don't have mustache on your lips, that means you cannot be trustworthy. Does it mean you have to be so old to be an adult?
所以我先把这些放在里面，让大家先思考，到底什么叫做长大成人，长成大人的样式
？I just want to present this to you, so you would think about what is becoming mature.
那我们再来看一看，那么刚才保罗在这个以弗所书里面提到，要我们说要长大成人，而且使我们不再做小孩子。
Paul calls us to become mature and not to be to no longer to be children.
所以，那我们再看看到底小孩子有什么特征？那我们只能从我们现在的生活地上生活来看，小孩子到底有点什么特征，然后来帮助我们理解什么叫长成。
Let's think about the characteristic of a child.
好，那么我知道小孩子婴孩的时候抱在手上的时候是什么样子的。
We know about an infant when he's being held.
And 他可以，他要吃奶，他睡觉。
He needs to be fed. He sleeps a lot.
而且他还真的还需要，你可能要一直抱着他，还要需要 attention.
He needs a lot of attention to be held.
对，如果你可能把他单独放在一个地方，他可能就不高兴，会大哭。
He will cry if you let him alone.
就像上个礼拜我们江伯伯江泽道弟兄讲的哈，孩子他要什么时候他不管你，他就哗就叫出来了哈。
Just like what Brother Kong shared last week, when a child he needs something, he will not care about anything, but he will just cry.
对，他不会管你父母是不是已经很累啦，他可以晚点哭，他不会。
He will not consider whether his parents are tired, so he will hold back his crying.
所以他饿了，他就要。
When he's hungry, he wants to be fed.
他要睡觉，他就睡觉。
When he's tired, he will sleep.
他要醒过来，不管别人，他就醒过来。
When he's waking up, then he will just wake up.
这个是抱在手上的孩子，还有呢？
That's infant.
刚刚在开始走路的孩子又是什么样的？
How about toddlers?
所以你知道，基本上你想想看，如果你们已经有孩子的，或者是自己，我们也从孩子长大，也知道，我们基本上是管我们自己事情，我们就玩我们自己的。
If you remember about your toddler or yourself.A toddler usually only minds about himself.
我们饿了，我们就要向父母要吃的。
When we are hungry, we look for food.
就要选自己喜欢吃的。
And choose what we like to eat.
那么我再讲还讲一个，就是说他不管情况，比如讲有没有吃的，或者是吃的有没有准备好，他都不管。
He doesn't care if there is food or if it's ready for him.
他只需要自己饿了，他就要张口就要吃。
He just knows that he's hungry and somebody should feed him.
那么我讲一个，我看了一个电影哈，一个电影里面那个叫 Cinderella Man.
I've watched this movie called Cinderella Man.
他那个电影讲的是一个打拳的一个做爸爸的，他是职业是打拳的。
About this father who's a professional boxer.
他那个时候正好在经济很萧条的时候，他不能打拳，他只能出去找其他的工作做。
It was depression time, so he could not be a boxer, but so he's looking for some other job.
所以有个片段就演到他那天晚上回来，很晚回来。
One night he came home very late.
然后呢，他的太太呢给他准备好了一份很简单的一份面包，那个 sandwich 的饭。
He had a very simple sandwich for his dinner.
实际上是他特意给他留下来给他吃的，因为他要做工。
His wife saved it for him.
那时候已经很晚，但是他的女儿，一个小女儿，看见他爸爸回来，马上就爬起来，也坐到桌子旁边来，也坐下来。
And his daughter saw him came home, and she woke up and came to the table.
然后他看到爸爸要吃那个面包，他就跟妈妈说，他说我也饿了。
The daughter said, "I'm hungry too."
后来他爸爸赶紧就把这面包不吃就给了他。
So the father gave his bread to the daughter.
然后这个女儿拿着面包还看着她的妈妈。
The daughter holding the sandwich, looking at his mom.
爸爸也知道他，爸爸就说我已经吃过了，我在外面吃的非常非常好的一顿宴席。他说。
So the father said, "I've had my dinner. I had a great meal outside."
而这个女儿她就不管，她就大口大口的把那个面包吃掉。
So the little girl swallowed up the sandwich.
这就是孩子，而且这是孩子，他有父母的爱。
This is a child with a lot of love from the parents.
那我们再继续往下看，到孩子长大一点，上小学了。
Let's look at the kids who's a little bit older in elementary school age.
所以你们再想想看，做孩子实际上上小学的时候，基本上还是吃、睡和玩，再加上在学校学习。
Think about the age that age of children of that age. They sleep and eat and play and learn a little bit.
享受他们这个父母的爱。
And they enjoy all the love.
然后我们再往上看，上了中学、高中。
Think about the middle school and high schooler.
他们知识上面也成长了很多。
They've learned some knowledge.
身体啊也在长高。
And they're growing up.
特别到高中的时候，你看看我们教会学的许多的哈年轻人，个子都长得非常大。
Especially the high schooler, look at our high schooler and you will see how tall they are.
而且他们的个性也都在慢慢的形成。
And they're developing their personality, their character.
我们注意看到这些的时候，我们说那到了什么长到什么地步的时候，我们可以称为他已经成为一个大人。
So as we see this progress, when can we really call someone a grown up?
我们有没有注意到，我们在这个整个我们成长，从孩子成长的这过程，我们父母所付出的。
And how do we consider everything that the parents has contributed?
所以基本上这个爱就是从单方向，就是父母完全给予到孩子的身上。
It's usually a one-way love. It's all from the parents to the child.
而且父母所想的就是他的孩子。
And everything on the parents' mind is the child.
那么我们有没有想过，孩子这个时候很少，我想很少有孩子会反过来去想想为父母的事或者父母的心事去想想，有没有？
Not many young children will think about what their parents' business or what they are thinking about.
对，他们有没有想过他们怎样来回报父母给他们的爱？
Not many children will think about how to repay parents' love.
最多我想可能是顺服一下父母，叫他们弹钢琴。如果虽然他们不喜欢，但是他们也好好好，那我就去弹。
Maybe sometimes they'll be obedient as you call them to practice piano.
他们不会真正去真正的，因为他还没到这个成熟的地步来去想父母所想的事情。
They are not so mature enough to think about what the parents has in mind.
所以到这里我们大概可以看到哈，那么什么样叫做长成的大人？
Then what do we consider a mature grown up?
那么下面呢，我想分有三个点来讲这个长成大人这件事情。
I want to share with you in three points.
当然我们是讲的是在我们这个家里，在主的生命里面的成长。
And we are talking about the growth in the Lord.
那么我们就一起来先来看我们的主耶稣他是怎样做出来的。
Let's see how our Lord Jesus Christ grew.
因为保罗在这里说嘛，要我们满有耶稣基督的身量。
Paul called us to be matured, to have the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
下面一点讲的就是说，怎么长大成人呢？就是主耶稣基督说的，我应当以我父的事为念。
Also, when we look at Jesus, we saw that he's always having his father's business in mind.
然后这点下面一点呢，就是说要明白和能够纯洁父的心意。
And he's trying to understand
and receive
the will of the Father.
然后最后一点呢，我们就是说我们来彼此鼓励，学我们主耶稣基督，他就是我们的长兄。
And lastly, let's encourage each other to imitate Christ. He is the firstborn.
那么在路加福音里面啊，路加福音第二章里面啊，四十九节这样说道。
In Luke chapter 2:49,
因为大家都很清楚这段故事讲的是我们主耶稣基督在殿里啊，因为他的父母回来找他。
The passage was about Jesus in the temple, and his parents came back to look for him.
然后他的母亲说：“你为什么这样做？是使得我和你父亲都担心你哈。”
And his mother asked him, "Why do you do this to worry us?"
那么我们主耶稣却怎么回答呢？
And how did Jesus answer?
他说：“你岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
Jesus said, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?"
你知道这个时候主耶稣他还才是啊，有没有到十三岁的样哈？有没有？嗯。
Our Lord Jesus was about 13.
嗯，所以你想想看，在那个时候他讲的就是以我父的事为念。
At that time, he's talking aboutminding the business of his father.
那么我们想想看，我们现在我们都读了圣经，我们也知道，而且我们都蒙恩啊。
We all know the Bible and we are all saved by grace.
我们知道阿爸父的他的事，他以什么事为念
？And what does the father has in mind? What is his will?
因为在希伯来书里面啊，第二章里面说到啊，第二章十六节说，天父他就把亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In Hebrews 2:16, it says the Father gives help to the descendant of Abraham.
因为我们的父神他并没有说要救天使，天使也堕落了，他并没有说要救天使。
The Father did not save the angels.
天父定义要救亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But he set his mind to help the descendants of Abraham.
所以这就是父的事情。
That's the business of the Father.
然后你看主耶稣基督从孩童的时候长起，一直到上十字架，整个一个过程，因为我们圣经都读过，我们知道我们的主耶稣是不是以这个父的事为念。
And if you look at the life of our Lord Jesus Christ from he was young until he was on the cross, did he always keep the Father's business in mind?
我们来看看他是受洗的时候，主耶稣出来服事，他要受洗。
Let's look at him when he was baptized.
我们特别我们现在特别是我们已经成为基督徒的时候，我们读圣经和我们还没有成为基督徒读圣经，有的时候会有一些不同的感受。
As Christians, when we read the Bible, we feel differently when we are not Christians.
我在想，我们可能刚入门的时候，我们可能看了许多许多的神迹哈。
When we first become saved, we will look at all the miracles.
能够使我们能够降服在我们的主的面前。
And the miracles, keep us humble before the Lord.
那么我们现在在读的时候，我们要多注意一点，我们主耶稣和他的门徒之间讲话，和服侍神的人的讲话，就比如讲我们下面要读的和施洗约翰他们之间的讲话。
As we become Christian a little bit more mature, then we look at the interaction and the conversation between our Lord Jesus and his disciples.
那么我们主耶稣他出来要侍奉的时候，他看见了施洗约翰，他也要来受洗。
When Jesus saw John the Baptist baptizing people, he wants to be baptized too.
那是在马太福音第三章。
It's in Matthew chapter 3.
那么施洗约翰知道，他说施洗约翰是应该受我们主耶稣的洗，难道主耶稣怎么来反过来受他的洗？
John said, "I should be baptized by you. How come you come to me for baptism?"
那么我们主耶稣就跟约翰怎么说呢？他说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”
But Jesus said, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness."
你看我们主耶稣讲这话的时候，你 这时候是否能够真正体验到他还是以父的事为念。
Can you see that when he's saying like this, he's keeping the Father's business in mind?
然后下面他教导祷告的时候。
When our Lord Jesus teaches to pray.
那是在马太福音第六章。
In Matthew 6.
他一开口就说：“我们在天上的父。”
And he opens this way: Our Father who is in heaven.
愿人人都尊你的名为圣。
That all will regard your name as holy.
所以你看见主耶稣在这里教导祷告的时候，一开始也是，我们在天上的父，愿人人都尊你的名为圣。
This is how our Lord Jesus teaches to pray: Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name.
还有，他以父的事为念，他就是来到这地上，他就是要做父所要他做的事。
Jesus came to do what the Father wills him to do.
而且他就是要来完成父所给他的使命。
And he came to finish the mission.
那是在马太福音第二十章里面这样说到。
In Matthew chapter 20,
也是主耶稣自己说的，他说：“正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。”
Jesus says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve."
然后我们也都知道，他最后在十字架上被钉上十字架的时候，他怎么说
？And when he was crucified on the cross, what did he say?
他也那是记载在路加福音二十三章三十四节。
It's in Luke 23:34.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
He said, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they're doing."
所以你从他受洗，从孩童长起，然后到受洗，一直到在十字架上所成就，我们在这里看到主耶稣他所行出来的。
All the way through the life of Christ, we can see everything that he's doing.
他是以父的事为念，他来到这个世界的宗旨就是要来。以完成父所托付给他的。
Everything that he's doing is about the business of the Father. He wants to accomplish what the Father has commissioned him.
我们再回想一下我们所读的圣经里面，有没有一点点耶稣是为着他自己
？Did Jesus ever live for himself?
他也没有这个我字，这个我哈，也没有这个我。
There is seldom mention about me.
他到地上来做，也不是来做他自己的事情。
He did not come to do his own work.
他是来做父的事情。
He came to do the Father's work.
那么我们再继续往下看，下面一点我们要在这里讲的就是怎么样是他明白和能够承接父的心意。
Let's see how does the Lord understand and receive the will of the Father.
我们在约翰福音里面知道，我们主耶稣他自己说的，他说：“你看见他就像看见父一样。”
In John, Jesus told us that the ones who see him just like is just seeing the Father.
所以我们在注意看主耶稣所讲的话里面，在圣经里面讲的话和他讲的一些故事和一些比喻，我们都要仔细的去听和体验。
We really need to pay close attention to all the his saying and parables.
对，我们知道父的心意，对父的心意是要万人得救，不愿有一人沉沦。
The Father's will is for all to be saved and not one to perish.
是在彼得后书第三章九节里面这样说到：“不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。”
It's from 2 Peter chapter 3 says, "Not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance."
对，这是天父的心意。
That's the will of the Father.
要拯救每一位每一个人。
That everyone will be saved.
那么我们也都很熟悉，在路加福音第十五章里面有三个比喻。
And we also know the parables in Luke 15. There are three parables.
第一个比喻讲的是这羊丢失了，迷羊的比喻。
The first one is about the lost sheep.
然后第二个呢是讲的丢掉钱，一个妇人丢掉钱的比喻。
And the second one is about the lost coin.
然后第三个呢是讲的浪子的比喻。
And then the prodigal son.
而且我们许多我们在被拯救之前，我们成为基督之前，我们大概都听过这个浪子比喻的故事。
Before we were saved, we've probably all heard about this story of the prodigal son.
那么我们现在再来看这三个比喻，我们看看我们，因为我们现在的地位不同，我们已经被拯救，已经回到神的家。再来看看这三个比喻，我们看看有没有我们所看见的地方。
Let's review these parables as a saved child and see what else do we see from them.
那么主耶稣在第四章十五节第四章里面说，他就问那些法利赛人哈，他说：“你们中间如果谁有一百只羊，他丢掉一只羊，你会不会把九十九只羊撇下，你要去找那另外一只羊
？”Jesus said, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost.
而且直到呢找到，而且欢欢喜喜的把扛在肩上回到家里，而且请朋友邻居一起来跟他享受一样的高兴。
And he will go after the one that is lost until he finds it. When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing.
那么主耶稣在第七节里面特别提到，他就想告诉我们一个秘密了。他说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改。”在天上也要为他欢喜。
In verse 7, Jesus told us a secret. He said, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents.
他说，而且特别是比如果99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
我们慢慢的体会啊，主耶稣实际上在讲的比喻的时候，我们现在的，以我们现在的啊，我们已经得救这个身份。来再读这段时候，是不是体验到我们父的心？
As Christians, as we read this, do we feel more about the Father's heart?
我们以前可能常常放在我们啊，我们是被丢被寻找回来。那我们现在更加能体验一下，看看能不能体验到我们父的心。
We used to focus on that we are the one who was lost, but we are found. But now, can we feel more about the Father's heart?
那我们再看下面一个比喻，他说失钱的比喻。
The second parable is the lost coin.
他说也是这样，第九节说，如果他找到了，那就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
Verse 9 says, when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost.
所以主耶稣在这里第十节又说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改。在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
In verse 10, in the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
所以你看看到这里两个比喻，你有没有从主耶稣他讲的里面，我们能够体验到主耶稣是怎么把父的心意向我们表达
？Can you see how the Lord reveals the Father's heart to us through these two parables?
他就说他不愿一人沉沦，而是要人人悔改。
That he does not want one to perish, but all to be saved.
那我们再往下看第三个例子，就是浪子的比喻。
And the third parable is the prodigal son.
我记得我们常常会比喻我们自己，我们是浪子在外。
We used to think we are the prodigal son.
然后我们回到家，应父的恩典，我们回到家里，能够我们失去的身份又得到了。
Because of the grace of the father, we could return home and receive what we've lost before.
而且父亲啊，就像这个故事里面讲的一样。他赦免了我们以前的所有的罪，仍然用最好的袍子给他穿上。
And the Father will forgive all the sins and cover us with the best robe.
但我们今天我们再来看一遍，作为我们已经是回到家里的我们这个浪子，已经是回来的浪子，我们再来读这一段，看这一段耶稣所讲的比喻的时候是怎样看到我们父的心。
As we have returned home, let's look at this parable and see how the father's heart is.
那么耶稣在这个比喻里面讲的也是一个家里面有两个儿子。
In this parable, there were two sons.
他的小儿子有一天对父亲说，他说你把该我得的这份给我。
And the younger son talked to the father and said, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.
而且他下面说到，过不了几天，这小儿子就把他所得到的收拾起来，到外面去出去了。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together, and he went away.
上面是第十三节这样说，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
And there he squandered his estate with loose living.
我也相信，像这个小儿子，这时候他应该按照长的岁数、身体各方面，应该是算作大人了。
I think for this younger son at that moment, he should be considered an adult.
因为这时候他问父亲要他的财产，父亲也给他。
Because he was asking for his the share of estate, and his father gave it to him.
后来大家就知道故事里面讲到那个地方，后来他钱全用完了，然后呢又闹饥荒。
After he's wasted all his riches, and there's famine in the land.
所以呢，他就去找一个要去给别人打工去了。
So he's looking for a job.
那么打工的是给他什么工呢？是要去放猪。
So he was feeding the swine.
而且也没什么东西给他吃。
And he doesn't have much food.
所以呢，他恨不得要跟猪抢食吃。
And he was fighting for food with the swine.
那么主耶稣在这里讲到这个比喻的时候，他说这个小儿子有一天他突然想起。
And Jesus said one day he came to his senses.
对，他说，我的父亲就是十七节，他醒悟过来说， 我父亲有多少的故宫口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
Verse 17, but when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger?
注意听下面一句，他呢就说，我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Then he said, I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.
那么我们知道后面的故事，等这个儿子回去的时候，看见他的父亲在等他。
When we know the rest of the story, when the son returned, his father was waiting for him.
这个儿子怎么说？父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
The son said to the father, said the son said to the father and said, I have sinned against the heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我们知道这个父亲是怎么做的。主耶稣在这里面讲的比喻里面，而是把最好的袍子拿出来给他穿上。把戒指给他戴上。
But the father treated him with the best robe and the ring.
这个戒指是代表他又给了他的儿子的身份。
The ring represented sonship.
而且又把鞋穿在他的脚上。
And put sandals on him.
那么我们现在讲的就更重要的，就往下看，来看看我们这个阿巴父的心意，从主耶稣这里面所要讲出来的。
From what the Lord has told us, let's see what the heart of the Father is.
因为他这个时候父亲说什么？因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。第二十四节。
Verse 14 said, For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
我们注意到这个父亲在这里讲的是他的儿子是死而复活。
He called his son.Dead and has come to life again.
而且是丢掉了，现在又找回了。
Was lost and has been found.
好，这个时候他的哥哥从田里回来。
And his older son returned from the field.
他就看见有那个这个事情发生啊，因为有宴席嘛，他就问仆人到底是发生什么事情。
He heard the music and dancing, and then he summoned a servant and asked about it.
那么我们注意看这个二十七节哈，那仆人说：“你兄弟来了。”你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
Verse 27, and he said to him, Your brother and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound.
我不知道你有没有注意到这第二十七节，这是仆人所讲的话，他有没有讲出来真正的他的主人的心意是什么
？Look at what the servant said in verse 27. Does he really understand what the father's heart is?
他爸爸前面讲的就是说他的儿子是死而复得。
The father called the son dead and come to life again.
根本就不是什么无灾无病的回来哈。
Not about returning safe and sound.
所以这个你就从这个故事里面看到，做一个仆人的他是不了解主人的心。
You see, a servant does not really understand the heart of the master.
那我们再来看看这个大儿子是不是了解这个父亲的心意。
How about the older son? Did he understand his father?
那这个大儿子听了这个仆人讲的这句话，却他的表现是怎么呢
？How did the older son react to what the servant has said?
二十八节说，大儿子却生气不肯进去。
Verse 28, the older son became angry and was not willing to go in.
这个大儿子他是没有自己走到外面去挥霍钱财，他父亲的钱财。
This older son, he did not go out and waste his father's riches.
对吧？跟小儿子比起来，他应该比小儿子好的很多很多。
Comparing to the younger brother, he's much better.
可是在这个时候，大儿子他却生气，因为他爸爸做了这个事情，他却生气。
But now he became angry because of what the father has done.
这时候他父亲就出来劝他。
And then his father came out and began pleading with him.
那么他父亲在劝他的时候，你看这个时候大儿子他讲的什么话？是不是他怨气就出来了哈？
And then he start complaining.
他对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。”
Verse 29, the older son said, but he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglect a command of yours.And yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的财产，他一来，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed a fattened calf for him.
我们在这里再近看一看哈，这个儿子大儿子跟父亲住在一起。
Look at this older son. He stayed with his father all the time.
从这个里面他所讲出来的话里面
，From his words，
我们能不能说这个儿子他明白心的父亲的心意
？Do you think he understands the father's heart？
父亲前面讲的话，他一直希望这小儿子回来，而且是死而复活。
The father always wanted the younger son to come home.
可是我们这个大儿子在这里，他并没有看到这一点。
But the older son did not see this.
他眼睛所看到的是自己他所做的。
He only sees himself and his works.
他是没有违背父的命。
He said, "I did not neglect a command of yours."
但是他想到，他虽然做了这么多，但是他父亲从来没有为他杀一只小山羊。
And he complained that the father has never offered a young goat for him.
而且这个小儿子却做成这么糟糕，你这反而在为他大摆宴席。
This bad younger son, he came home and then received a great feast.
所以我们从这里看，虽然这个大儿子跟父亲一直住在家里，他而且住在家里，他没有像小儿子那样需要跟猪抢食吃哈。
Even though this older son, he's been home always, he's never need to fight for food over the swine food.
可是他并没有真正了解父的心意。
But he did not really understand the father.
那么父亲下面怎么对他说呢
？What did his father say?
他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在。”我一切所有的都是你的。
Verse 31, and he said to him, Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours.
他只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found.
所以这个父亲在这里又把刚才他讲过的那句话又讲了一遍。
So the father once again mentioned that dead and live again.
他并不是像仆人刚才所讲的那样，他是因为这个孩子小儿子回来没有生病，没有什么好好的回来他高兴。
He did not just rejoice over this younger son returning safe and sound.
而且他是从死而复活，失而复得。
But the point is, he was dead and now live, and he was lost but now found.
所以你把这三个比喻放在一起看，主耶稣在这里向我们所讲的。
Put them all these all three parables together. Can you see what Jesus is trying to tell us?
说我们在天上的阿爸父，如果我们悔改，每一个人悔改回来，他是非常非常的喜悦。
That our Father will greatly rejoice over a sinner repent.
好，这是我们看到，我们就看到一个从另外一方面来看，什么叫做长成，什么叫还没有长成。
From this angle, we can see what is mature and what is not.
当然，这小儿子在这里，他跟他父亲所讲的话，他说：“我得罪了天，也得罪了你。”
The younger son said to the father, "I have sinned against the heaven and against you."
你看到他说：“我也得罪了你。”
He also said to the father, "I have sinned against you."
我们可以看到，他是在长大。
We can see that he's growing here.
而且他当然他的长大是经过了这个很多的苦难哈。
Of course, in this process, there's a lot of difficulties.
那么我们主要是从这个主耶稣跟我们讲的比喻和我们现在再来读这故事的时候，我们是否能够体验到我们主耶稣真是想把我们天父的心意向我们来表明
？When we read these parables, can we really see how the Son is trying to reveal to us the will, the heart of the Father?
在我们人间，我们有丢失东西，我们找到，我们人都可以喜乐。
In our daily life, if we lost something and we found it, we rejoice greatly.
何况在我们在天上的阿爸父，我们这些悔改的人回来之后，他心里是多么的高兴。
And how great must be the joy in heaven that our Father rejoices over a sinner repent.
所以我们在读这个比喻的时候，我们希望我们从，因为我们有了新的主耶稣的生命在里面，我们能够体谅到我们主耶稣想要跟我们所说的是什么。
Since now we have the life of Christ in us, let's read this parable and know what the Lord Jesus is trying to reveal to us.
而且再加上到后面，你真正看到的话，实际上，这位主耶稣他是那个在家里面的长子。
And also our Lord Jesus, he is the firstborn.
不是这个上面讲的长子，而是他真正的在天父旁边那位长子，首生的。
He is the firstborn of the heavenly kingdom.
他明白父的心意。
He knows the will of the Father.
他到外面来寻找我们。
He He came to look for us.
我们这些像浪子一样的，并不是自己明白了就回来了。
We are the prodigal sons. We did not come to our senses.
而且我们是我们主耶稣他这位长子来找他的弟弟妹妹，找他们回去。
But because the firstborn, our Lord Jesus came to look for the brothers and sisters.
而且他找的时候，他知道我们的欠了很大很大的债。
When he looked for us, he knows that we are under heavy debt.
我们根本不能说自己想走回去就回去。
There's no way that we could return home.
而且他要为我们付上这个代价，付了这个债，我们才能够回去。
He has to pay the price for us to return.
所以下面我们来去看下面一点，我们的主耶稣是怎样，就是成为我们的真正的我们的兄长一样的。
The next point that we will see how our Lord Jesus is the firstborn.
而且他把他自己的代价所付上
and he has paid the price with himself,
而且是遵照父的旨意
according to the Father's will,
来使得我们能够脱离在这个世界上的捆绑
he set us free from the sins and the bondage of the world.
我们也跟那个浪子一样，我们说我们实际上已经不配再做神的儿女。
We are no longer worthy to be called children of God.
因为我们在起先的时候，就是因为在生命树和知识善恶树的时候，我们做了错误的选择。
Because man made a wrong choice between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
就像个浪子一样的，我们要我们自己的智慧，要我们自己的路，然后我们去走我们自己的路。
As the prodigal son, man wants his own way, his own knowledge.
那么主耶稣，我们的长兄。他知明白父的心意，真是要把走生命树这条路给我们显示出来。
But our Lord Jesus, as the firstborn of the Father, He knows the will of the Father, and He will show us the way.
而且他是真正做了一个我们的啊，做了神的一个儿子的榜样，也是给我们做了这些我们被神拣选回来的儿子的啊孩子的榜样。
He set an example for all the children of God.
那我们再来看一下主耶稣基督他怎么是作为一个长兄 来、不但拯救我们而且带领我们把父的心意向我们来说明
How does our Lord Jesus as the firstborn of the Father show us the will of the Father and lead us back to him
那么主耶稣已经向我们显明了要我们跟他一样来体念父的心意
He wants us to consider the Father's heart
叫我们像这些浪子回到家中不但是享受父神给我们的宴席
Not only when we return, we will enjoy the feast of the Father.
而且能够像他一样，能够明白父的心意。
That we will also understand His heart.
而且彼此相爱。
And love one another.
作为我们兄弟姐妹嘛。
Because we are brothers and sisters.
所以呢，不要只顾自己的事情。
So let's not only mind our own business.
比如说考虑到，是我们自己的永生啊，我们是否以后能够一直住在父的家。
Do we always just think about our own eternal life that we could dwell in God's house?
我们还要明白父的心意，他要更多的儿女能够回来回转。
Not only that, we need to know the will of the Father. He wants more to return.
而且呢，也不是说光思念自己的事情。
And we no longer just set our mind on our own business.
比如说有的方面是很好，但是呢，就是我们要更进一步。比如说，我要。在属灵上面更追求我要能够说方言我要能够医治病或者都是我
Sometimes we look for spiritual maturity we think about ourselves we want to have gifts we want this we want that it's still focusing on myself
那么我们实际上真是要 像我们的主耶稣一样像我们的长兄一样就是思念父的事情
But we should learn to be like Jesus that we will set our minds on the Father's business
记住父的父神的
Remember what the Father has commissioned him.
另外呢，还有一个，我们不能只是在家中，还是像孩子一样的，只是吃，只喝玩。
And also in this household, no longer are we children that we only care about eating and playing.
也不是光只是在这个父的家中享受他所赐的一切的恩典。
Not just enjoying all his blessings.
也不是靠就大哥哥大姐姐们来喂养或者来帮助。
Or only looking after, looking. For people to feed you.
对我们呢，也要积极的，真是能够参与侍奉。
And we should actively participate in service.
在侍奉的时候，你先想到是为了父神。
And when we serve, we need to focus on the Father.
因为我们知道，你如果知道父的心意的话，知道父他做工直到如今。
If we know the Father's will, that we know that He is still working.
而且主耶稣也是这么说的，是告诉我们父做工直到如今。
And also, Jesus told us that Father works till now.
因为父是要每一个人都能够被拯救。
that he wants everyone to be saved.
而且我们的侍奉是要长成像耶稣基督这样的身量的侍奉。
And our service should be in the full measure of the Lord Jesus.
而且是一个报答恩典的侍奉。
It's a way of repaying for the grace.
那么我想下面我们再读一段这个以弗所书刚才我们读过的我们来一起的来彼此来鼓励和劝勉。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4 again to encourage one another.
还是以弗所书的第四章的第一节，还是保罗在这里写的。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
就是我们在读的时候，看看我们能不能体验到，像保罗，像我们的主耶稣，他们是怎样想把我们的父的心向我们显明出来。
Let's pay attention and see how Paul and also just like how Jesus wants to reveal the will of the Father to us.
而且像保罗就像我们的哥哥一样，在这里怎么跟他的小弟弟小妹妹怎么说？
Paul is like an older brother to us. What is he trying to say to us, his younger brothers and sisters?
就是在我们家里面讲家里面的事情。
It's just like talking about the things of the family of God.
就是像我们在兄弟姐妹中间讲。把父的心意给讲出来。
Like we are talking about the will of the Father among us brothers and sisters.
第四章的第一节这样说到：我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
所以我们注意到了，我们在家中。在兄弟姐妹中，我们中间所讲的话，这就是保罗在这里向我们所讲的话。
What Paul has said to us is like a brother speaking to other brothers and sisters in the family.
他在这说到，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
He mentioned that since we are called, we should walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
只有这样做的时候，才能真正的让我们明白父的心意。
Only when we do so, we could really understand the will of the Father.
到这里，你看出来是不是我们就成为一个长成的人
？Can you see a mature man here?
啊，就能够我们从这上面看到我们主耶稣的生命在我们的身上。
Can we see the life of Christ in us?
当我们的阿爸父神看到这一切的时候，他就知道主耶稣所做成的就成就了他的心意。
When the Father can see the life of Christ in us, that His will is done.
我们不再是。神家中的小孩子了，而且我们是以长大的成人的，像耶稣一样的，是耶稣的真正的兄弟姐妹。
So no longer are we children in the family, but we can become mature as in the fullness of Christ.
好的，我们愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
让我们兄弟姐妹彼此在一起鼓励，我们一起长大。
That we could encourage each other to grow.
而且使我们的教会的身体做一个身体，一起长大。
That this body of Christ will grow.
好的，谢谢大家。
Thank you.